Manitoba's Minister of Agriculture and Resource Development says the province's top priority in developing plans for responding to African swine fever is preparing to address the financial impact of the infection. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Concerted global efforts are underway to contain the spread of African swine fever. Blaine Pedersen, Manitoba's Minister of Agriculture and Resource Development, told those on hand last week in Winnipeg for the 2020 Manitoba Swine Seminar, stakeholders are doing their best to keep the infection out of Canada, but it's the what if, so governments are doing all they can to prepare.
We're working very closely with the federal government. We had a federal provincial territorial meeting mid-December. Great discussion with the federal government on this. The federal government is doing a good job in trying to keep it out. You know, in terms of border security, the federal government has been working with the provinces too on mitigation. If it does happen, how do we segregate it? What do we do with, how do we handle that? Where it's really, we're working on right now is the financial impact. Because if the industry was to shut down, it's a $500 million hit to the Manitoba economy. And so we have a person on the working group that there's a federal provincial working group dealing with this, and province has representation there, and we continue to work with both Manitoba Pork and the Canadian Pork Council on a financial mitigation plan. And that's really huge in as part of this.
Pedersen notes the sector is set up on a very short turnaround, for example, working with a three-day feed supply. He says while he's not prepared to go into the finer details of the mitigation plan, it will need to consider such factors as what happens with the barns, with animal welfare, and with the welfare of the people working in the sector. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.